You're listening to an African Elements top news story for July 23, 2025. Please visit our website at africanelements.org for more daily news. The International Court of Justice, ICJ, has issued a groundbreaking advisory opinion on the climate obligations of nations. This decision is pivotal for the global response to climate change. A panel of 15 judges addressed two key questions. What are countries obligated to do under international law regarding human-caused greenhouse gas emissions? And what are the legal consequences for governments that significantly harm the climate? This non-binding opinion, over 500 pages long, is seen as a potential turning point in international climate law. Initiated by Vanuatu, it received support from more than 130 countries, including major greenhouse gas emitters like the United States and China. An ICJ advisory opinion provides a formal legal interpretation on specific questions. While not legally binding, these opinions carry significant authority and can influence international legal norms. The current opinion clarifies international law regarding climate change, offering a framework for states to understand their responsibilities. The ICJ emphasizes that failing to protect the planet from climate change could violate international law. It recognizes a clean, healthy, and sustainable environment as a fundamental human right. Court President Yuji Iwasawa stated that a state's failure to act on climate could constitute an internationally wrongful act. The ruling describes the climate crisis as an existential threat that endangers all life. This opens avenues for further legal actions, allowing states to hold each other accountable and enabling domestic lawsuits. The concept of an internationally wrongful act implies that states breaching obligations could face reparations claims. The ruling could facilitate accountability for climate issues like pollution. For communities in vulnerable regions, particularly in the African diaspora, this opinion provides a new avenue for seeking justice against climate injustices. It frames climate inaction as a breach of international law. Climate activists protested outside the ICJ, demanding immediate action and accountability. Their voices, especially from affected communities, are becoming louder, urging governments to implement concrete policies to address climate change. Statistical data highlights the severe impacts of climate change. Sea levels rose by an average of approximately 4.3 centimeters, 1.7 inches, in the decade leading up to 2023, threatening coastal communities. The world has warmed by 1.3 degrees Celsius, 2.3 Fahrenheit, since pre-industrial times, primarily due to fossil fuel combustion, exacerbating extreme weather events. The ICJ's opinion references obligations under key agreements like the Paris Agreement and the Kyoto Protocol. The Paris Agreement aims to limit global warming to well below 2 degrees Celsius. Nations commit to nationally determined contributions, NDCs, to achieve this goal. The ICJ clarifies that these treaties create concrete legal duties, crucial for African nations facing climate impacts despite minimal emissions. The principle of intergenerational equity emphasizes the current generation's responsibility to manage resources without compromising future generations' needs. The ICJ's opinion supports this principle by stressing the long-term consequences of climate inaction. The ruling also addresses states' obligations to regulate businesses within their jurisdiction, holding governments accountable for corporate contributions to climate change. This aspect is vital for African communities affected by extractive industries, empowering them to demand accountability from corporations. Despite its significance, the ICJ's advisory opinion is non-binding, raising questions about enforcement. While countries may be reluctant to ignore ICJ rulings, there are no direct enforcement mechanisms for advisory opinions. However, the opinion can serve as a legal precedent for future cases and empower civil society to advocate for stronger climate action. The ruling could influence ongoing climate negotiations and domestic policies, providing a legal framework for future COP discussions. For the African diaspora, this means continued advocacy to ensure the ICJ's legal principles lead to improvements in environmental justice and climate resilience. The ICJ's opinion aligns with a growing trend in international climate litigation. The Inter-American Court of Human Rights and the European Court of Human Rights have also issued opinions emphasizing states' legal duties to address climate change. Copyright, African Elements.